In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Apostle tells us, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. And so it is today. We celebrate the Theophany of the Lord, or His baptism. Theophany meaning the appearance of God. Our Lord became man, of course, appeared to us for 33 years, taught us for about 3, taught His disciples, transmitted the faith to them so that they would, in turn, bring the faith to us. So He had appeared already and was just beginning His teaching. But to show that He is God, when He was baptized, He came straightway out of the water. And the Gospel is not completely descriptive on this point. The prophets are much more descriptive, the psalmists. When He came up out of the water, the Jordan turned back. The Jordan went a wall on one side and a wall on the other, just like it had had before when Eliseus passed over, or when Elias passed over, or when the Red Sea was parted and was a wall of water on one side and a wall of water on the other, and the people of Israel, the children of Israel, passed over dry shod as a type of baptism. So the same thing happened after our Lord was baptized. Now this was to indicate that He was sinless and that He is Almighty God, because the psalmist exclaims, the sea beheld and fled, Jordan turned back. And then in another place, what aileth thee, O sea, that thou fleddest, and thou Jordan, that thou didst turn back? Literally, the water separated from the Lord and was a wall on one side and a wall on the other. And the reason for this is to show His divinity, because only the fire of divinity would actually change nature. In this case, the nature of water. But it is also to show another thing. Water, not only its nature was changed in that water does not normally form a wall on one side and a wall on the other in a river that is flowing water. It also, the nature of water was changed by the divinity of Jesus Christ so that water could save us now. This is why we bless water. On Theophany, or really on any other day, we can bless water if we wish. This is why water is used for baptism, because the Lord has changed the nature of water so that water can impart to us the gift of the Holy Spirit. He can baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And so a visible sign that water has changed was that the Lord was in the midst of the water, and then the water parted from Him and He came out. Now, the other reason why the water parted was to show He was sinless. And this is because the custom at the time, the baptism of John, was a baptism of repentance. As the scripture says, to remission of sins, leading to. It's hard to say that word right now. Leading to remission of sins. So, people would go into the water and they would be baptized by John, and as they came out of the water, standing in the water, they would give out their sins. They would confess their sins. Well, our Lord had no sins to confess. His purpose for being baptized was to fulfill all righteousness. He already is all righteous. His reason was so that water would be changed, so that water would be used to impart the gift of the Holy Spirit to us and bring us into the bosom of the church, so that we could be changed, so that we could become perfected. Water is the agency, it's the beginning. It's only the beginning. And as I've said before, if a person is baptized but does not strive to be a Christian, then all they did was get wet. Because baptism is meant for the living of life. There's a troparion that I commented on some time ago, where it says, whereby we cross the flowing streams of life, speaking of the Jordan being parted. So baptism is for all of life. It's not just at the beginning when a person's a baby, or perhaps when a person converts and is baptized in their adult years. It is for the beginning of their life and everything else. Just as the waters were continuously parted on one side and the other for the entire width of the river, so baptism is with us for the entirety of our life. To enlighten us, to strengthen us, to give us the ability to become perfected. So this is why our Lord was baptized, brothers and sisters, to fulfill all righteousness, so that we could become righteous. And He uses things that are physical for our salvation. Bread and wine become His body and blood. How does it happen? No one knows. The angels don't know. The saints don't know. Only the Holy Trinity knows how this happens. Water, normal, ordinary water, is blessed by the prayers of the church through the priest or the bishop, and it becomes able to give eternal life. How does this happen? No one knows. Only God knows. But we do know that it does happen. So we are celebrating today many things. We're celebrating the appearance of the Holy Trinity, because when the Lord was baptized and the water parted and He came out of it, a dove alighted on His shoulder, representing the Holy Spirit, not being the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not a dove. It was representative of the Holy Spirit. And then the voice from heaven came. "This is My beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." So this was a manifestation that Jesus Christ was God while being man, perfectly God and perfectly man, and that the Holy Trinity approved. That God the Father and the Holy Spirit were with Him always, and that He and they were fulfilling one mission, that is, to love everyone, and to wish and desire that all would come to a knowledge of the truth. And Jesus Christ was going to be that agent to bring forth the truth to mankind and give it to His disciples, and then His disciples to us. Truly, this is a great event. I was thinking about how the water parted and how magnificent that must have been. Even in sensible nature, water has no intelligence. Water is just a compound of two elements, the most common substance in life. There's nothing really special about it. It's so common to us. And yet, when it was in the presence of divinity, it fled from divinity to show the fire of divinity could influence even water. And yet, the apostle and the evangelist didn't comment on it, because it was just so well known, these prophecies. How many things do we miss when water doesn't miss? How many times do we just go through life without really seeing what is happening? The grace of baptism is active in all of us right now. Do we feel it? Does it influence us? Do we understand that we are living for eternity? If even water can part in the presence of divinity, can't we just stop a little bit in our sinning? Can't we feel that fire of divinity within us? And can't it change us? It should. But we live oftentimes very mundane lives. Baptism is not for a mundane life. Baptism is so that we can become completely changed, completely fire, completely light, completely warm. Because the Lord Jesus Christ came so that all righteousness would be fulfilled. And the righteousness He's talking about is our righteousness. We must be justified by God, made righteous by Him, in order for us to know Him. Of course, I just said made righteous by Him. To some, that would imply that God does something and we become righteous. This is not true. God does something all the time, through baptism, through the filling of His Holy Spirit in us, through preaching and teaching and all the things in the church. But if we do not respond to what he does, then we do not become righteous. All that baptism does, for all of its magnificence, is it enables us to become righteous. It is up for us to struggle for righteousness. And God will help you if you struggle. Elsewhere in the epistle near the end, the epistle to Titus that we read today, it says that we are not by works or righteousness which we have done are we saved, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he shed abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So the reason why this epistle is selected is because it's really referring to baptism, the washing of regeneration. But if you are heirs to a king, you should act like you are subjects of that king. And that's where the struggling for righteousness comes in. God will help you. God will help you in all things. Because of baptism, you have now the ability to become completely righteous. So may God help you to pass through the flowing streams of life and to become completely righteous, and therefore to fulfill our Lord's desire that all righteousness would be fulfilled. Amen.